Hello everybody, welcome back to the Kiwi Gardening Podcast with DIY Plant Man. In this episode we're going to do a 101 on how to grow beans, but before that I just want to give you a little bit of a gardening update on what I've been up to in my garden. I have so many different structures I'm growing in, so many different containers, different trellis systems, wall planters, and everything is growing really well right now. We are almost at the start of summer. And everything is just growing very fast and lush. I'm starting to get a lot of different fruiting plants, like the cucumbers, tomatoes. The chilies are still quite small, but I'm getting a lot of beans as well right now. And some of the things that I've been doing lately is I've been feeding my fruiting plants with fertilizer that is higher in potassium and phosphorus and lower in nitrogen. Because now with this weather, and if I feed nitrogen onto my fruiting crops, then they'll grow a lot more foliage and they'll be quite soft, and I'll probably get less production even though the plant will get bigger. There's just more chances of diseases and stuff if I overfeed it with the nitrogen. So I've been cutting back on that and been using a fertilizer that's more suitable for fruiting and flowering. My strawberries are popping, which is awesome. They are doing really well, and I've been watering them. I think I said this to you in my strawberry episode, but I've been watering them pretty much every day, just in the morning, and every 2 weeks or so I give them a fertilizer as well. So yeah, they're growing really well, and I haven't had any problems with the birds yet, so I'm very happy about that. I've been having a few issues with my beans, my bush beans, because they're so dense and there's so many leaves that all bush together. I'm getting a lot of the green looper caterpillars that I can't really see, but they're doing a lot of damage to the leaves. And this isn't really the biggest problem. I mean, I'm still getting a good harvest off the bush beans, but what this does mean is it just looks a little bit ugly, and to be honest, it's not the biggest issue, so I don't really need to worry about that. But when I do go outside, I just see if I can squish some of those caterpillars and get rid of them before they turn into a butterfly and re-lay a whole bunch of eggs in different crops. I've also been trying to let a lot of my plants go to flower and seed in order for me to collect the seeds. So for the daikon radish, I've been doing that and trying to collect the pods, because you can actually eat the pods of radishes, which is awesome, that contains the seeds, but you want to eat it when it's still quite fresh and not ripe, because I think if you eat it when it's ripe, it's going to be very hard and not that tasty. So yeah, eat it when it's a lot more immature. Another thing that I've been doing is trying to, with my corn, I've got two troughs of corn and I've planted all my corn together. Because what you need to do is make sure that your corn is in kind of like all together in one spot, because they're going to get wind pollinated and they need to be cross pollinated with the other corns. So if they're all bunched together, there's more chance that I'll get a better pollination than if I scatter them or do them in a line, because then there's less chance of them actually fully getting pollinated. And as you might have seen on my Instagram, I'm growing that glass gem corn from King Seeds. And this is not actually a corn that you boil up and eat like a regular sweet corn. This is a variety that you dry on the stalk, and then it has beautiful colored corn. And then what you do is you actually use that as popping corn. So that's quite exciting. I thought that was something that I'd like to try this year. It's quite crazy that I'm trying to grow corn in my small space, but I'll just see how it goes. And yeah, I'll obviously keep you guys updated. Now, because we're talking about beans in this episode, I want to quickly explain to you what I'm planning to do with my corn. So there's this method that you can use called the Three Sisters, where you use a plant that grows straight up, like the corn, that kind of works as a stake or as a pole. And then what you do is you grow beans at the base of the corn and you let it twirl its way up the corn. And then what you do is you also plant some squash or pumpkin to cover the base of the ground as a living mulch. So that will spread around on the ground around the corn and beans, and it kind of works as a living mulch, so it shaves the soil, and they all work together to benefit each other, and you can use it in a very small space. So I'm going to be giving this a go. I know the theory behind it, but I've never actually tried it for myself, so I'll also be keeping you guys updated with that. However, I have not planted my beans yet because I need to wait till the corn gets substantially bigger before I plant the beans, because they will grow way faster than the corn. And I did plant the squash already, so I'm hoping to twirl it around my corn at the base of it. And hopefully, yeah, I'll keep you guys updated on how it goes, and I'm pretty excited about that. Okay, now let's get into our topic for this episode, and that's on beans. So would I recommend you buy seedlings or seeds for the beans? And my recommendation for most gardeners, unless you've run out of time, is to buy the seeds. Very cheap, very easy to germinate, and you generally should have a lot of success with them. And if you even get half of the success, just plant more. Plant two per hole or two per cell, depending if you're growing them in a tray or if you're directly sowing them. And this should ensure that you will at least get one of them to germinate. Now, another cool thing about growing from seed, as I've said with the other topical podcasts I did, is that there are so many varieties to choose from. You can choose butter beans that are yellow, you can choose scarlet runners, you can choose dwarf beans, and you can really choose the beans that will give you a good harvest, but will also give you some kind of fun experience in growing something different than you can buy at the store. Now, before we talk about planting the beans in the garden, I want you to know that there are two main categories of beans. And these are pole beans, or otherwise known as runner beans, or there are bush beans, which are known as dwarf beans. Now, if you're growing in a small space where you don't have a structure for the beans to climb up, or you're not willing to shade up the rest of your garden for the beans, then I would recommend that you grow dwarf beans, which will only grow to about 30 centimeters tall. This will give you a good harvest, but it won't take up, as I said, all your light or your vertical space. And on the other hand, if you do have that space, if you've got a fence space, some form of structure that you want to grow things up, then I would recommend you grow the runner beans. And as I said before, there are a lot of different varieties to choose from. So yeah, just pick something that you will enjoy growing and eating and go for it. Now, when you go to plant the beans, as I said, you can buy them as a seedling, or you can grow the seed yourself. And when you go to plant the seedling or the seed, it's totally up to you whether you do want to plant it directly in the soil, or if you want to do it in a tray and then transplant it out in the garden at a later date. One thing I would be mindful of though, if you are growing in early spring, which we're not anymore, so I would be mindful of the temperatures, as you do need temperatures above 16 degrees to get good germination of your bean seeds. And this is a constant temperature, with the days and the nights just being constantly about 16 or higher. So you'll be safe to plant them out right now without having any issues. And another issue that you might run into if you directly sow them now is the slugs. Now, the slugs love them, and if they see a little bean seedling poking its head out above the ground, they will definitely go and munch on that, and it might be detrimental to your seedling. So you might want to be aware of the situation and maybe use some jars to cover them up, or some form of physical barrier. Or, as I said, you can just grow them in a seedling tray and then transplant them out when you think they're a suitable size, which will probably be about 10 centimeters or so. Once they get going, they do grow quite quickly, so you won't have really any issues there. Okay, so now you've planted your seedlings out. You have selected dwarf beans and runner beans depending on where you're growing. And now, how do we take care of it? What do we need, and how much water do we give these? In terms of water, we want to make sure we water them regularly in order to keep them strong. And we also want to fertilize them every 3 to 4 weeks around about, depending on the weather. And what I like to use is a seaweed tonic from Tui, which is an awesome all-round fertilizer, which is like a standard for the NPK. And by using a fertilizer, it doesn't matter what you're using. If you use a general fertilizer, that's cool. You will keep your plants a lot more strong and healthy, which will make it a lot harder for pests and diseases to attack your plants. But now, just like any other plant, if you over-fertilize, you will stretch your plants and they will be prone to getting pests and diseases. So don't overdo it with the fertilizer as well, because I've seen this before where you give them a lot of nitrogen especially and they like get into this frenzy of growing and they just really can't look after themselves and they're not as strong. And this is when the pests and diseases will see their opportunity and start attacking your plants. So if you give them the right amount and the right care, they will actually be quite forgiving and they will actually look after themselves. For the climbing beans or the runner beans, you want to make sure that you give them a suitable trellis to climb up, whether you use bamboo or you use some other form of trellising system. You can use an archer as well, which is kind of like an archway that you can grow plants up. I've seen a lot of people use that. But if you're using any structure, you want to make sure that the plant can grow vertically up, not horizontally. If you put the structure horizontal, I've made this mistake before and the beans really struggle because they get to the first rung and then they climb sideways and then they try to keep going up and then they go sideways on the next rung and the cycle continues and it kind of doesn't give them a lot of chance to actually grow up and they're kind of a lot more stressed than if they're just growing vertically up in one straight line. I'm not sure if you can picture what I was just trying to explain to you, but if you can, hopefully that helps you because yeah, I've made that mistake before and now I want to recommend to you to make sure that your bamboo sticks are vertical and you're just growing one bean up that bamboo stick. Now the beans grow quite tall and they'll just keep growing, so they'll definitely grow over 2 meters depending on the variety. So you do want to make sure you give them quite a bit of room. And someone actually suggested to me on Instagram that if they get to the top of the trellis that you can just bend them and make them go back down the trellis. I haven't really tried this before, but if you had an issue with the beans just spreading out over the top of the trellis because they've reached the top, then maybe give that a go and see if they climb down or sideways or whatever. But yeah, the bean plant should produce beans every time they have leaves on the runner beans. So you'll have like a little bit of a space where the stalk is only, and then there'll be a few leaves, then there'll be a bit more stalk and then a few more leaves. And then after the plant gets quite mature, you'll see little flowers forming, and then that's where the beans will be produced. Now for pollination, usually you need beans to pollinate your plants or other insects, but some runner bean varieties are actually self-pollinating, so you might not need to worry about that too much. But just make sure that you have other flowering plants in your garden to actually always encourage beneficial insects into your garden, because that's the way that we're going to get a lot of beneficial action going on there. If we have some marigolds maybe and some other flowering plants that will help encourage those beneficial insects into our garden. Because when our beans start flowering, then if the bees are already there, then you might get a lot more pollination and successful bean growing as well. So just bear that in mind that things don't always pollinate themselves and you do need some help from the bees and other beneficial insects. When it comes to harvesting your beans, it's pretty obvious if you kind of just look at your plant and look at your beans. If the beans look about the size that you would buy them in the supermarket, that means they're generally ready. If you do leave your beans on too long, they will get stringy, so the center will be very chewy. So you want to pick them when they are more, when they're younger, and this will help them taste better and be more edible. And it will make you want to grow them again because you can actually choose when you actually harvest them But if you do want to save the seeds, then I would recommend that you leave them on and wait till they die on the vine. And then you can dry your seeds and save them for next year. Now, it's important to save seeds because what will happen is over time, if you keep saving seeds from your seeds from your seeds, those seeds will actually kind of adapt to your area of growing, and you'll actually get really good plants for your environment and your little ecosystem that you've got in your property. So it's quite valuable to actually be able to collect your own seeds and plant them the following year, and just choose the seeds that look really strong and healthy, and just keep doing that and selecting the best ones. So then you will actually always get the best results from your beans every year. Now, that's pretty much all for this episode. It's a very short one on how to grow beans, and I hope this has helped you be able to grow your beans. If you'd like to ask me any questions or you'd like to suggest a podcast, feel free to do that. You can do that on Instagram or Facebook, and I'm happy to take your suggestions. I still have some in the pipeline going, getting ready to be recorded, so I'll put you on the waiting list as well if you have a suggestion. So once again, guys, thank you for listening. I appreciate that, and I hope that you have a lot of success this week or this weekend in your garden. So thank you for listening.